Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and we just thought we would come along and do a little update of what's going on at VI Talk Towers, as we like to call it. Michael's with me as always. Hi Michael.
Hi Jo, hi everyone else. Yeah, we thought we'd take a break for C2SV, and rather than putting something out today, we thought we'd have a bit of a chat just to give you something different to listen to and just highlight a few things and see where we end up.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some good interviews coming up for C2SV this week, so do, you know, if you're interested in Site Village and all of that, then do keep tuned for that. That's, you know, it's not that it's drying up, there are still some really good interviews to come, but we just thought we'd have a little diversion.
We would, and just dead quick though, we are obviously planning a bit of a meetup or trying something. I will put an update on hopefully tomorrow or Tuesday, something on the Tuesday night in one of the Wetherspoons in Birmingham. And obviously if you're free, let us know and we'll then get together and have a steak night, isn't it, on Tuesday?
I don't know. Oh, you're I'm a vegetarian. How would I know?
Steak night. I'm just going to ring a couple up and check that we can get some tables reserved. Anyway, that's the rest of it. So let's move on to Ian Beverley.
Yeah, Ian does a blog for us on the website, and he covers any number of topics, everything from Braille to getting around to technology. So if you want to go and take a look, he always posts on the Facebook group when he does a new blog entry. But you can go on to the website, that's www.vitalk.co.uk. And if you go to Ian's blog, all his posts will be there. So you can take a read and you can leave a comment if you want to.
You can. We thought we'd had some comments tonight, hadn't we? But you always get the odd spam thing coming through. So they've gone in the virtual dustbin.
Yeah. So, and speaking of discussion and commenting, Tanya put up a discussion topic, was it yesterday or the day before? I think it was the day before, wasn't it? Friday.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, on dual disability. So for anybody who, you know, has a dual disability, I think Tanya specifically was interested in people who have visual impairment and hearing impairment. But of course, you know, you could have another disability as well. But if you feel that you've got, you know, knowledge about that, or you just want to chip in and have your say, then feel free to pop along and join in with the discussion.
That's it. That's an open discussion. So, you know, get involved in that. And like I said, if you've, it might be that you've got two disabilities completely different and you listen, because you may have, you know, you may be on VI Talk because of obviously family and friends. So, you know, just, you know, have your input. Just go to audioboo.fm/channel/VI Talk, and you can actually record straight on the site, or if you're obviously, if you've got the app, you can record straight to the channel on there as well.
Yeah, and I believe that Android are getting a new Audioboo app. Woohoo! That's in the process. I think it's been beta tested as we speak, so you never know, it may be a better app.
Well, it can't be any worse than the Android app, I'll tell you.
Oh, I don't know anything about it, but anybody, maybe somebody who's got an Android phone might want to come along and do a little review about the Audioboo app and tell us if it's any better than it was.
Yeah, I mean, talking of discussions as well, you know, we obviously post a lot of the info sound and other things like that, and obviously our C2SV and our waffles like this, but you can start topics as well. So there's something which you think, yeah, I'd like to know what people think. You know, you may have seen a topic on the Facebook page and you think, yeah, I'd like to do that in audio, or I'd like to contribute to that in an audio way. Feel free to do so.
Yeah, because as we say on the Facebook group, if it's done tactfully and it's done in such a way that it's not going to offend anybody, then we will cover anything. If you want to, you know, if you're brave enough to bring up a subject, or you're curious about something, or you need information about something, then feel free.
Yeah, because, you know, it's your channel, isn't it, really, at the end of the day. We host it, we pop on and we do our bits, but, you know, it's your channel, so get involved. Obviously, it's your Facebook group. And we want your input. It's great, isn't it? The number of people who are contributing now as well on the page, well, the group.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The last person I joined, the Facebook group was up to 345 members, which is fab.
Yes, it's nice. It's growing nice and steady as well. It's not growing like massive, which is the way we want it, because obviously people want to get feel confident and be happy on there. So it's I think it's nice the way it's growing over, well, it's only since January, so.
Yeah, and it's a real mix as well, isn't it? It really is. I know we've said this before, but it is, you know, it's not just visually impaired adults, it's parents with visually impaired children, and also representatives from lots of charities, local societies for the blind, different organisations, and people who work it with visual impairment. So, for example, Anne Hornsby, who does Mind's Eye, isn't it?
It is. She does the audio description. I've heard her many a time, and I've not actually got anything booked till September, I don't think, which is Jersey Boys in Manchester. But check out, you know, again, the Facebook page. Also check out the Mind's Eye website. Just search Mind's Eye audio description on Google. And there's a big list of all the upcoming events which they audio describe. And obviously there's Vocalize and other audio description companies. In fact, there's one just joined us recently.
That has Derby, yeah.
They've obviously now got their own as well.
Yeah, so that's really good. So, you know, and if you know anybody who, you know, does that kind of thing and you think they might be interested in contributing to the group, then, you know, give them a shout and tell them to pop along, or give us a shout and we can contact them, because we're always after, you know, new things to put on the group or on the Audio Boo channel. It's you know, an endless supply, really.
It is. And once Set Village is out of the way, sorry to mention it, we're going to work through our list of interviews and topics which we've got already planned. So we're looking forward to getting back to that and getting back to sort of full-scale interviews and chats and something a bit different.
Yeah, so if you want to be interviewed, if you're brave, no, or if you foolish. Seriously, if, yeah, well, yeah, there is that. We could send them running for the hills. But, you know, if you want to, if you've got a story to tell, or you're involved with something, a charity or an organisation, or you've just got a pastime or a hobby that you think people might be interested in, or they might like to get involved with, and you know how to do that, then you can give us a shout and we'd love to give you an interview.
I think what would be a good topic as well, maybe as well, to look at sport over the summer. You know, maybe if we do another section on sport and speak to people, maybe one person who's into cricket, bowling, archery, tennis, all these VI sports, it'd be good to do that, wouldn't it, maybe over the summer?
Yeah, it would, because it's the time when people want to get out in the sunshine, isn't it, and take part in things more than in the winter. You want to huddle up by the fire.
It is, then it'll be, they don't do blind snooker, do they?
I once thought so, blind although darts. I've had a go in my time.
Well, I have. We used to play snooker at school. They never let us play darts, did they?
No, I've played darts. I quite like darts.
Yeah, I used to love darts when I reckon.
Yeah, I'm probably lethal, but you know.
Yeah, point you in the right direction.
Yeah. But yeah, if anybody's into a sport, then, you know, and you want to come and talk about it and tell people how they can get involved and what it's like to play it as a visually impaired person, that would be really good.
Yeah, because you've even got things like the Blind Chess Association and sort of the other, the non sort of physical sports, but the more, you know, brain taxing sports.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And as somebody who recently did abseiling, and something I've always wanted to do, and I, you know, went abseiling, did a zip wire and crate stacking and all kinds of nerve-wracking stuff, but it's great to get out there and do something new.
And some of them I'd love to do. I mean, I did, because obviously you went to the, what they called? The
Calvert Trust.
Yeah, I went years ago when I was probably about 15 to the one up in Kielder Reservoir, that area, and that was great. I mean, I was only quite young, went with one of the guys from school and did all that, the sailing, the canoeing, and the big, you know, the kayaks, aren't they, I should say.
No, apparently not. I thought the same as you, but apparently the kayaks are the little ones sit in one person. But I always thought that they were canoes, but apparently canoes are the bigger ones.
Right. I always knew they were always Indian canoes when I was younger.
Right.
Yeah, the bigger ones, but obviously corrected. What else?
Well, I was, because I went, oh, these aren't canoes, oh, these are kayaks. They went, no, you're on the wrong one.
Windsurfing, I did windsurfing. I used to love that when I was younger. I did do jet skiing once and hit the side of the reservoir. that wasn't at the Calvert Trust, just to say that. And water skiing, because there's plenty of VI water skiers. I mean, I used to love it, or wakeboarding. Did that a few times. Wow, you know, it's good to reminisce on some of the sports we've done, or crazy things we've done. And
do you know what? Maybe, how about when Sight Village is over, we could have a Skype chat and do it about sport.
I reckon
people
that's
could
a
come
good
on
idea.
And talk about sport, ready for the summer. Let's all get healthy and fit for the summer. She says. Yeah. Well, okay, let's just get out in the sunshine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we might do that. If anybody's interested, give us a shout. If leave a comment on this audio boo, if you get this far, by the way, because it's a bit of a ramble. Or, you know, get on the Facebook group and let us know what you'd like to have a Skype chat about. Or you can email us info@vitalk.co.uk. I nearly forgot it then.
You did. Or you can leave us a voicemail on
0161 298 8255.
Yeah, you could be on a TV advert, couldn't you, with that?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so yeah, do get in touch, and it's good to be back anyway doing this. So try to think if there's anything else. We've covered Ian, we've covered Tanya. Obviously get involved in the discussions on Audio Boo, and hopefully to see quite a few people at Site Village next year. Next year?
Next year.
Next week. And I'm not even going to edit this. I'm just going to leave it. And yeah, just look out for two people wearing VI Talk t-shirts next week. I managed to get some done, Joe.
Oh, did you get them done?
I did. Oh, I went into all them yesterday. But it's me and my wife who's there. You can't make it this year, can you, unfortunately?
No, I can't. No. So. I thought about being naughty and taking Jodie out of school, but I thought I better not.
No, you probably better not. You'll make it.
So,
one.
Yes. Yeah, but I think I know enough about it, to be honest, doing all of this, so doing all these interviews.
Well, I think it's good, and I'm looking forward to speaking to some of the people there as well. And right, well, is there anything else, or shall we just hand over to our Wendy to give you all the contact details again?
Yeah, I think so. Other than if you want to go back, if you can be bothered scrolling back through the boos, and there's discussion topics that are further back that you want to comment on, we don't close any topic. Feel free to, you know, comment on something that's gone, even if it's a couple of months ago. You can comment on that by all means.
Yeah, because I mean, we get notification of some of the comments as well anyway, and if you upload a new audio boo, that will automatically come to the top anyway, and it'll remind people about some of the discussions as well, so that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's time to hand over to our Wendy. And if you've got this far, congratulations and thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, and if you have, why don't you leave a comment? Then we know if you've listened to it, really.
Yeah, good
idea.
Should
we put a secret word on for the... No, because once someone comments, they'll all know what that word is, won't they?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And it's we'll speak to you all soon.
Bye-bye.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.